You're watching FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. We're at Surfaces 2013 in the Tarkett private area right off the main floor, and I'm here with Laurie Banker and Bruce Ziegler. Is that right?
Correct.
Yeah, both of y'all are directors of product development. You handle the commercial side, and you handle residential. Is that right?
That's right.
All right, good. Good to be with you. Hey, you know, but real quick, as we start off into this, you are a company to watch. I mean, you're a company on the move. I know most of the acquisitions lately have been on the commercial side with the Centiva and with the Tandis. And I know you guys for the longest time have been talking about balanced choice, I think, in both categories. You know, talking about what it's like to live on the floors. You understand the lifestyle. You understand color. So a very interesting company to watch. Let's start with you, if you would. I know with the... it's too soon for y'all to be talking about how you integrate Tandis, mm-hmm. but I know that's something that you've been looking at, right?
Absolutely. We're in conversations with Tandis about how best to leverage the synergy between our two companies and with Centiva. As you know, Centiva and Tandis are merging to go to market together as one company.
Right.
And so there are other opportunities from a commercial standpoint that we're looking at right now as we have conversations with them.
And you know, as we talk about Tarkett, you sell through distribution here, and you know, this is a residential show, but I guess there's a lot of your distributors that talk about both product lines, so you're here talking a lot about your products, right?
We are. We have distributors here who carry both residential and commercial products, mm-hmm. As well as just our commercial products, so we have a lot of exciting new product introductions and programs that they're interested in talking about, so even though it's a residential show, we've had a lot of folks here today talking with us about those things.
You know, most people know the Johnsonite brand, and they know the rubber floor, resilient floor. Mm-hmm. Tell us what you're introducing on the commercial side right now.
We have a full portfolio of LVT products that we're introducing, two of which we just introduced this month, and a 12 mil product line and a 28 mil wear layer product line, and another that we'll be introducing later this year. And the big story behind most of those introductions is that they're made in USA products right here in Florence, Alabama. And we're looking forward to the logistical advantages along with the strategic advantages of that positioning with an LVT line here.
Yeah, and you know, that's unique because a lot of the LVT we see out there in the marketplace is coming from offshore, right?
Right. Really all over, but a good deal of it from Asia. And we think there's an advantage in knowing what goes into your LVT and having it made on your home soil.
And you also have some wall base. What are some other things you're doing?
You know, we just introduced a thermoset wall base this year, as well as our Equilibrium bio-based wall base. So those are two non-PVC options. So some people are interested in that, and others are interested in continuing with our traditional wall base. But the exciting thing is that we now have four different types of wall base and the most comprehensive finishing borders portfolio in the world, and leadership in material science across all of those. So I know a lot of people think it's just wall-based, but that's a pretty exciting position to be in and in the commercial marketplace.
And one last thing while we're talking about commercial, and I know it's across the board with residential and commercial, but you guys, as far as phthalates and stuff like that, you're making some bold moves to move away from some of the compounds that are out there that some people consider controversial, right?
Absolutely. We're taking a non-phthalate position in our flooring and wall base wherever possible and moving very aggressively in that direction, along with low VOCs, I mean, good indoor air quality, all kinds of environmental positions that really make Tarkett stand out as a leader in the environmental sphere.
And one last question. Last year we were in this space, and I was shown some kind of a neat table that's got a lot of chips in it. Talk about that.
Oh, the Main Street display. Yeah, we introduced that last year. We've now placed it with about 250 distributors, and we're continuing to roll out that program to go after that roughly $340 million market opportunity. And looking at some other avenues as well to help distributors that might not be able to take on that big a program. So you'll see more from us this year to go after that Main Street opportunity.
And how many colors are in that?
Oh, gosh, 288. Yeah.
Okay, great. And Bruce, tell us what's going on in the residential world, if you would.
Well, the residential world, last surfaces we introduced something called iSelect, which is a really new brand positioning, kind of like the balanced choice on our commercial side. And that was basically based off of five pillars: design, coordination, continuity, sustainability, accessories, and personalization. So this show, we're actually expanding on that definition and taking that into a merchandising system that will be available to launch here early part of the year, April timeframe, that basically improves the whole home, the floor shopping experience with the consumer that goes into our dealers. I used to sell flooring back in the 80s, and some of the same challenges back then consumers told us now is, help me design, help me coordinate, give me something that's good for the environment. We recently just announced that our fiber floor was asthma and allergy certified from the Asthma and Allergy Association, of which currently we're the only flooring company that has that certification because of our stand on the environment, low VOCs, low emissions. This next year in 2013, we launched just in the fall with our fiber floor line, little iSelect concept. We're expanding that to LVT here this year in 2013. So we're actually taking a novel concept where we're taking the same design and making it available in multiple constructions. We did that in our fiber floor. So typically when you buy flooring, you want the better design, you have to pay more. But that's not necessarily what the consumer wants. So if you go to buy paint, you can get that same color in a $10 gallon of paint or a $50 gallon of paint. Now we're making choice for the consumer. And so whether it's their budget or their needs, now they have options when they walk in a dealer store, which they didn't have before. Plus, we're helping coordinate those rooms, adjoining rooms. We're actually taking some commercial products and making them available in residential in the form of transitions. No one ever addressed, you've got two options when you want to coordinate rooms. That's gold or silver, as that strip on the floor. Now we've actually taken six color families and taken transitions that coordinate with those families and made them available to the dealer. So they can upsell, they earn more profit, the consumer's more happy, and their reputation is enhanced. So we're real excited to get that whole iSelect methodology going in all our product categories this year.
So you said iFloor many times, most people probably know, but that's your fiberglass back resilient sheet product, right?
Correct, that's our fiber floor line that we've been making here, since 2005 in the States. So it was made in Farnham, Quebec. And it is phthalate free as well, as well as low emissions. Like I said, 10 parts per million is the standard with asthma and allergy, which we feel we've got a very good stronghold on that versus the competition to improve indoor air quality for our end consumer.
Aberfloor, actually, you pioneered. I mean, you were kind of the first one out there with it, right?
Yeah, and that's what's afforded us the luxury of being able to get to this low emissions. We've had a recipe that we've been selling in this market for a long period of time. So for us to make changes to the recipe to be low emissions was minimal. Versus potential other manufacturers. So we're really leveraging that strength along with our design and style expertise to again, enhance the value of the shopping experience with our dealers and set them apart from the competition.
This is really interesting, this custom flooring. So is there like four different grades or even more than that?
Yes, so on the fiber side, there's four different quality levels, anywhere from a 10-year warranty product to even a lifetime warranty product, as thick or thin. And really, when I used to sell flooring, she would walk in the door, she's got her pillow, she's got her swatch, and she's like, help me. And then, we would go through the whole selection process, get all the binders out, go through all the displays, and she finally falls in love with something, only to find out, oh, I didn't tell you, I have two dogs, and that's only a 10-year warranty product. I need something more durable. Or, worse yet, I have a certain budget, I fell in love with that, but that's too expensive. Now, whether it's the need or the budget, we've got something to satisfy our needs. And I think that's what's been missing in the flooring category is we don't give enough choices or enough options to the consumer to keep them coming back to those independent dealers.
Okay, both of you guys, as I mentioned earlier, sell through distribution. And I know on the commercial side, one of the ways that you get around product knowledge is that you actually meet with the specifier, make sure they know exactly what's going on with the product. And on the residential side, I mean, you have an RSA, a retail sales associate, that's meeting with the consumer. And you guys go out into the marketplace and actually teach them the product in partnership with your distributor, right?
That is true. We conduct a lot of mill tours on both our businesses. We encourage our retailers, distributors to bring the retailers into our plants. And we take them through selling scenarios, role plays. We provide training videos to them. You have about 15 or 20 minutes at the dealer level to get someone's attention. So we've designed our modules to be delivered in about 20 minutes to get those quick hits, especially since there's some turnover in the stores. So every time you walk in might be a new associate. But they're vital to our success, and we want to make sure that they're properly trained.
Hey guys, great to catch up with you. You've been talking to Lori and Bruce, and you've been watching Kempar and FloorDaily.net.